Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, universe, and this be the bee, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy, on a mission to promote health, wellness, but most importantly, people, happiness, because happiness is the key to divine health and wellness. And today, on the planet care, the mission within the mission is confusion. And today's show, we're going to be having a tea party. So get out your tea kettles, calm down, sit down, and let's have some tea with the bee. That's me, Nurse the Bee, and I am your global phenomenon, your chronic confusion. The intervention is simple, people, to this confusion infusion, and that is stop, drop the tea kettle, roll out the tea party, and get with me, the bee, Nurse the Bee. And this here global podcast on Aztalk Radio. Aztalk Radio podcast around the globe in 7 days. That's right, everybody. Tuning in from England, the GB, USA, Norway, all the way to China. The smartest people in the land. You said it. Taiwan, man. So if you're confused, sit down. Let's have some tea with me. And as I says it, I got to stay humble here. I can't, you know, they were saying I was a global commodity, and I just, it blew my mind. And I said, man, this is bewildering. And that also is part of the confusion here. Confusion has three elements here. It has the bewildering fact. It has the lack of understanding. And then it has disorderly jumble. I had to look up the definition, because when you do something, you have to define it first. And confusion is, I'm even confused on where I'm going here, because they got me scripting stuff now, and I can't stand a script. In fact, Bora, I'm going to throw this out. I can't be reading stuff. I've already messed it up already. I can't stand a script. Just put this away. I'm in the Aura Zen studio. You can always tell I'm in the Aura Zen studio because it's too quiet for me. I got to have a little static in the background or something.
That was easy.
I know. I love this button. I got all kinds of gadgets in here. I got, you know, you fixed my sound op over here. What do you call this thing? The soundboard. I like the soundboard now. It's working good. I have no feedback, no nothing on that. I don't know what you did over there, but that works very good. The last sound check we had was very good. Told me quit fiddle fouling with the buttons, and I did that. So now I've got it good. I was listening to I Feel Happy, Happy, Happy. I was listening to that today. I feel good. So I got my tea in here, and if you don't have your tea, I say put the tea kettle on, and we're going to have some tea today. And we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to touch base on dreams. And what do your dreams mean? Why are you dreaming what you're dreaming about? And I know some of you people out there going, my dreams have no substance, no meaning whatsoever. Last night I dreamt of my friend who was wearing a bikini top with no string, and she had a mood ring, and she was talking about, let's go out dancing. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not going out with you with that outfit on. You look insane. Kim, there is no way we are going out like that. No way. You better go back and reassess that outfit, because I'm not going nowhere with you in that outfit. And this was her dream. And you're like, why is she wearing a mood ring? I don't have no – she looks insane in that outfit. I'm not going – I'm confused. Why am I having this disorderly jumbled – and I'm doubting, why am I having this dream? This dream is insane. I haven't seen Kim in like 5 years. Why is she in my dream? You wake up all jumbled in the brain, and you're confused. Why do I have that dream? What does that dream mean? Well, I'm saying to you, you see billions and billions and billions of things every day. Why does your mind choose to pick out and decipher those things? Your friend Kim with just a funny little swimsuit top, and she, you know, she's out of shape. She can't wear that. All the place she can wear that is Walmart. And even that didn't question her. You know, this is something. So, and then she's wearing a mood ring. You know that went out of style in the 80s, in the 90s. Nobody wears a mood ring or mood necklaces anymore. And she even had a matching earring set to go with it. And you're like, why did I dream that? You're confused. You wake up confused. And you're like, why? Why? Why him? Why are you haunting me in my dreams? And you feel like, should I call Kim and tell her I had a dream about her? I haven't talked to him in 5 years. She was in her 40s, still looking for a husband and thinking about having children. And you're like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to talk to Kim. I'm not. No. What if she got married and had children? Maybe you should call. Maybe you're just being moody towards Kim. So you try to decipher these dreams. And they do have meaning. I say to you, maybe the universe is speaking through your dreams. Have you ever thought about that? So I don't want to go too deep because there could be some psychoanalysts out there that are like, oh, my goodness, I have just figured out Nurse Devi through that mood ring and the name Kim. Oh, my goodness. And, yeah. And you're thinking, oh, my God, she just said China. And she just said Taiwan, man. Oh, my goodness, I've got Nurse Devi all psychoanalyzed and forensically figured out psychologically. Oh, my goodness. And I'm about to throw some Chinese out there for you guys because Nurse Devi, I have just shared a dream with her. Oh, my goodness, I have walked in her dream. I wow xin yin. All of you people out there that can speak Chinese know what I just said. I wow xin yin. All of you know where I'm going to go with this show today now. If you're having tea with me right now, if you've got your tea kettle and you just poured yourself some tea, whatever it is, you know what I'm talking about. Put your honey in. This show's about to get sweet. I'm telling you. I just spoke some Chinese for my friendies over in China. Because let me tell you, this show's about to get deep with confusion. So you better stay with me. Stay with me because we ain't even having crumpets yet. Here we go. Listen to this. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about lucid dreaming. Right now, I want you to know, if you have seen Xin Yin, you know what I'm talking about. This is a theatrical performance where you could take someone physically from this earth plane to share a dream with you. Xin Yin is the most amazing theatrical performance of this world. I cannot say enough about this. If you don't understand dreams and they confuse you, I want you to go see Xin Yin. Even if you can't get out of your house, you're homebound, chair fast, and you can't get out of a chair, go put it on YouTube, watch some of it, and it will just mesmerize you. This is where you can physically share a dream with someone. Xin Yin is the most incredible theatrical performance you will ever see in your lifetime. It is the divine art on stage. They have an orchestra that is performing the sound, the visual. You can almost taste the art in the air. It is so mesmerizing. And if you are confused about art, performance, dance, anything that has to do with art, if the Mona Lisa is confusing you, the smile, you'll see it somewhere in there. You will understand the acrobats. People are flying through the air. There is nothing like it in the world. I mean, there is not a movie. It makes Luke Skywalker look like he's standing still. And he's a Skywalker. He is walking in the sky. He makes Steven Spielberg look like E.T. He looks like he's a normal human being. Xin Yin. That means I love Xin Yin. I love divine art. There is not an English word to describe the beauty of every sense of your body is understanding what is here, there, and everywhere. I don't even think Dr. Seuss wrote a book for little children to understand how creative the mind can be. When it sees this, everybody is going to experience a dream. That is how I can express to you what your mind goes through when it has a dream. It's not confused. It's it's telling you something that it needs you to understand, to process while you're in the most relaxed state of your mind. When your mind is just in a subconscious state, I think it's in a dual reality when you're sleeping. I don't know how to express it. That's why when you're dreaming, your body puts out a chemical to make you paralyzed. Because you'd be doing flips and acrobatic stuff like in Xing Yin. I'm telling you, I wanted to just touch base on that, and I wanted to do a shout-out to all my Chinese friends out there and say, Xixi. Xixi means thank you. So for all of you kiddos out there that want to know a little Chinese, say Xixi. That means thank you. So I just want to let y'all know I'm grateful. I'm grateful that people say, what happened, Debbie? No one's going to tune into your podcast in China. Not so. Taiwan is part of Japan and part of some China there, and they can tune in. So I just want to say, Xixi. Nurse the bee. The bee is having tea with people in Taiwan. You hear me? Taiwan, man. So, and I want to say, Xing Yin, go out and see that and know that your dreams have some meaning. No doubt. Don't be ignorant. Don't be confused. It's not disorderly jumble mumbo. It is real. Your dreams have meaning. So when you go to sleep tonight, tell yourself, give me some meaning to my dream. I got a question. If you got a question about what's going on in your life, ask yourself, because it's from yourself, and your mind will find the answers with all the billions and billions and billions and billions of fusions that you see during the day. It will figure it out. It will give you a dream. Give you a little dream. Dream a little dream for me. Say that to yourself. Dream a little dream for me tonight. And maybe it will be something confusing, and it will be very all confusing, but you'll figure out during the day. What does that have to do with anything? And then let that occupy your mind. So just have the disorderly jumble mumble, no doubt. That's no ignorance there. Confusion is not your journey. It's a destination. It's a state that we are all constantly in. The mind is so mind-blowing. That's why they got this emoji of a mind-blowing. Because we all are in a state of confusion. Whether we think of it or not, we all are. And that's okay to the left sometimes. And just stay focused. So my focusing director gives me this focusing shit all the time because she wants me to stay focused. And then let's go over here to this other little bubble here and talk about bewildering. Bewildering, and then we're going to go into lack of understanding. And then we're going to bring all this back together in the plan of care and go back to chronic confusion. And then, you know, we'll do like we always do, reflection of the week, and continue on with the plan of care, the meat and potatoes. And then I'll give you a little homework. And then we'll shut down another show, but we'll keep it going here for a second. Now, bewildering. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm confused. I'm confused, Nurse the Bee, because you talk about all this dreaming stuff and confusion and Xing Yin, and then you go off and start talking like you're the Chinese. You go in Chinese. Well, hello. Hello, darling. Hello. Let's talk quick. Let's not talk too loud because, you know, there was British people. They were all also listening. Hello. Hello, darling. Let's not talk like a chimney sweep. Oh, my grandmother will be up. And she'll say, hello there. I said this cousin from England. She'd come in and I'd say, hi. She'd say, hi there. Hi there. And I'd say, hello there. And she'd say, hi there. And she'd make fun of the Americans, how they'd say, hi there. Her name was Titch. Titch. In fact, I think she's still over there in England. But I say that, cousin Titch, hi, hello there. And I'm sure if she's hearing this podcast, she'll say, hi there. Make fun of the Americans. But you English people tune in, and you know what I'm talking about. Hi there. That's how we sound to us English people. Hi there. And you all sound like this. Hello there. I'm going to go out and have a fog. I'm going to go out and have a fog. And I know all you English people are laughing right now because you know what hello, I'd like to have a fog. I've got to have my fog on. I've got to have my fog with my bird over here. I've got to have my fog on with my bird. got to have my frog with my boat. Hello, I've got to have my frog with my boat. And I'm not even going to explain that to you Americans, people, because you're just confused. I'm going to keep you bewildered. I'm going to keep you bewildered. But I want to talk about being bewildered and what's good and bad and ugly in the world. And really, there is no good or bad versus whatever. There's just crazy and criminal. There's a difference. There's crazy, and then there's criminal. And you need to decipher the difference between what's senseful and what's silly, and what's crazy and what's criminal, what's silly and what's senseless. You need to figure out what makes sense and what doesn't, what is crazy and what's criminal, and there's a difference. If you're going to do something criminal, then you can't call yourself crazy. You're a criminal, period. And don't be bewildered. Just put a period on it. You're not crazy. If you go out and do something wrong, you can't say good or bad. You just got to say courtroom, and someone's going to put you to jail because you did something against the social recommended norms. You're going to have to spend some time in jail because you decided to break the laws of the land. Don't be bewildered. There's sense and then there's senseless. Either take a side. It's black or white. Society has a guideline. The laws of the land are the laws of the land. Whatever land you're in, you better know the law. Whether you're in China or you're in America or you're in Norway, it's their way or no way. And you need to know where you're at and what the laws are, or you won't be allowed back in that country, period. You have to have respect for the culture and country that you're in. There is no such thing as confusion. There's only such thing as ignorance. Ignorance for where you are and what you're doing. So if you're going to travel, have respect for the culture, the country, and what and where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing. Period. How difficult is it to have a little sense? It's not. It's okay to be silly and a little to the left and be labeled, oh, she's a little crazy. She's a little crazy. But to be criminal, you're going to have to pay for that. And if it's because of a cultural difference, I'm sorry. If you're in Dubai and you're not following their culture and their laws and you go to jail, you can't say, well, hey, I'm American. We do that in America. No, sorry. I'm not saying sorry to you, because when you go to another country, you better know the rules and you better know the laws of the land. Crazy if you don't. It's criminal if you do what's not respected of that culture and that land where you're at. So don't be bewildered or confused when you go to another country, when you get arrested for doing something not respectful of their culture. You know, just saying. I'm just saying, don't say bye, Felicia, when you're in downtown Chicago and you're white as a ghost, because Felicia might get up and smack you across the room. Have some respect for others once in a while, for their culture, for their sensitivities. And I'm sorry, people, but people are oversensitive nowadays. We have to walk softly on those eggshells, or they might crack and smack you. Excuse me, might take some tea. We need to take a little tea break here. I think that's what's wrong with the world. We need more tea parties. Oh, you English people are going, she is sipping that tea like an elephant with snout. Well, I do kind of have a snout, and I'm all right with that. I'm not as sensitive as the rest of you folks. Oh, I love honey. By the way, if you're going to have tea, I suggest you have it with honey. Good honey. Good honey. If it does not crystallize, and if you don't know what that means, you can Google that up. But if it doesn't crystallize, it's not good honey. If it doesn't get all clumpy at 56 degrees Fahrenheit, it's not good honey. That's fake fruit toast derived or not good honey. You need crystallizing honey. That's good honey. You got to have some good B vitamin-induced honey. And, you know, honey has every sort of vitamin you could possibly have in it. And I want you to know, when you do travel, bring some good honey, because that will really give you all the vitamins you need and some fish oil. Okay, you know what? I'm going to stop right there, because people get overly vitamin supplemented, induced, and then I got to flip and go into all that. So we're not going to go there. Next subject, confusion. I got to quote this again, because y'all will get lost if I don't get to the point all the time. And the point is, learn that confusion is not your journey. It's your destination. It's your destination. And as I discussed, you're going to know this with your disorderly jumble mumble in your dreams. That is not confusion there. There is some sustenance in there. No doubt. Don't be ignorant of your dreams, and don't be bewildered and ignorant when you go to another country of the laws of the land. Have some sense about where you're going, and no, it's not, there's no such thing as crazy. There's only criminal. So be careful, because when you go into a court in another law and not know the laws of the land, you are going to go and have to pay for whatever cultural ignorance you try to say you didn't know. You better know the culture, and you better know the laws of the land wherever you're going, people. You just better. So let's go into this lack of understanding. That sums it all up. Lack of understanding. You know, tea around the world, from China to England, from Dubai, Turkey, Turkish tea, to all the way to America. Tea can solve a lot of problems. Sit down and say, can we talk this over with some tea? Can we just have some, we got some lack of understanding. Put the tea kettle on. Then set the table and have some tea. And this is what Nurse To Be said to do. We got some lack of understanding about our dreams. We're have some jumble mumble about what we dreamt about last night, and I'm just kind of fluttered about what I was having a weird dream, and I did some goofy, bewildered stuff here, and I'm talking some bizarre jumble mumble, and I would like to sit down, and I don't want to be crazy or criminal or anything. I would just like to sit down, because I have a lack of understanding, control, self-control. Let's wrap this up in a bow and get some self-control. Did you hear that? That was easy. Sip our tea like Nurse To Be with some good old-fashioned honey. And we can resolve our differences. Hello there. Hello. Shishi. I want Shen Dun. I want Shen Yin. Hi there. Good old stupid American there. Aye, we all sit there and solve our differences. It's so easy. I don't know why we all aren't just sitting around a big table in United Nations and having tea party with our rainbow cups and all that stuff and purple unicorns and hee-hee and hon and, you know, that's all we need. We need one good old-fashioned tea party, and this would be a great big happy world. Happy, happy, joy, joy. That's what we need. A good old-fashioned tea party. And not the Boston Tea Party. No, let's not go to the left here, people. Back. Hello, universe. This be the bee. Registered nurse to retired U.S. Navy on a mission to promote health, wellness, but most importantly, happiness. And the Boston Tea Party, apparently they were throwing the tea in the, we don't want to do that. You want to keep the tea in the cups, people, and sip it. Sip it. Do you hear that? Sip it. Have some self-control. Bottom line, people, when you're confused, don't matter. Have your self-control. And it, even no matter where you are in the world, even if you've been bewildered and you got disorderly mumble-jumble and you just got a lack of understanding. The bottom line, when you're confused, get your self-control and stay centered and put your self-control face on. No matter how confused you get about anything, whether it's your dream, whether it's you've done something crazy in another country, and you now you're a criminal, you've gone from crazy to criminal, and you've got that lack of understanding. Well, what do you mean? I did what? Get your self-control, people, and learn that confusion is not your journey. It's just a destination. And it's not a state in this country or any country. It's a journey. It's a journey, people. Really, it's a journey. Really. And I'd like to just reflect for just a second here. And I would like to say that your homework today is going to be a very special homework. On a more serious note, I think we need to reflect on the youth of the world. And I think all of us up in age folk, wise, wonderful, and whatever you may be, if you can grab a teen and just sit down and have tea with a teen. I used to do a TV show called Tea with the Teens, and it was a lovely show, and it didn't air. We just did a few pilots of it, and it because the teens were so unruly, and they would just go, yeah. In fact, I think we still have an episode up on YouTube, Tea with Teens. And if you would put them on YouTube when you have Tea with Teens and hashtag it Tea with Teens, I would be so interested to see how that goes. Just have a nice tea party with a teenager, and let me see how that goes. And I will also partake in that. I have a teenager that I would like to have tea with. I would like to thank her this morning for turning off all the bathroom lights and cleaning up the bathroom. This has been, I'd like to put this down in history. That's why I'm noting it here on today's show. First time, history, bathroom was clean, lights were turned off. Check in history. I don't know how many other people have those issues with their teenagers. I am a handmaiden to my children, but that's okay. Today I did not have to do that. I went up here to do that. I had 5 extra minutes to my morning for not having to pick up after my teenager. So tea with the teen, that is your homework for the day. Have a good old-fashioned tea party and teach them how to say shishi. Shishi is thank you in Chinese. That's right. And I have not been speaking mumbo-jumbo today. So I'd like y'all to go out today and just know that we have global confusion. Yes, we have. With an infusion of just a good old-fashioned tea party with me, the bee, tea with the bee, nurse to bee, on Ask Talk Radio, live, unedited, as always. So if you have to rewind and figure it out, figure it out. Or don't figure it out. Because, like I said, confusion is a destination. So if you're confused, you're there. You're there. You have met the mission of the day, and that is confusion. Bam, you're there. So I'd like to buzz out. Borda, go ahead, cue the music. Yeah, cue the music. Okay. And today's show has been brought to you by Sparkly Magic, the illuminator of light. And I got myself a blue light, a green light, and a pink light. So here at Pyramid Valley, if you see those lights, just know. Sparkly Magic, illuminator light. And they're magical, like a purple unicorn. Hashtag purple unicorn. And thank you all for tuning in. This has been Nurse V live from Ask Talk Radio at Orizen Studios of Promotion. You have just heard a global phenomenon. I have been around the world in less than 7 days. Thank you all for tuning in and pass us along. And we need more tea parties in the world. And buzz out, people. Buzz out. And I'm going to just keep drinking my tea. Buzz out. Buzz. Okay. Why do I get people talking? See, that's why I don't like to wear my headset, because then I can do that. What? I'm still on? Doing my buzz? Don't boss me. Buzz. Buzz. You know, this tea was really hot, by the way. Those would be flying into my tea. That was me rescuing the bee. I did. Okay. We are out.